AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The Pentagon is refuting China's claim a balloon flying over the U.S. is being used for weather research. This is Brigadier General Pat Ryder.
We are aware of the PRC's statement. However, the fact is we know that it's a surveillance balloon, and I'm not going to be able to be more specific than that. We do know that the balloon has violated U.S. airspace and international law, which is unacceptable. And so we've conveyed this directly to the PRC at multiple levels.
He says it's heading eastward toward the central U.S. after being spotted over Montana. But Ryder says it is not a danger to the U.S. Over Ukraine, the government's using drones to help monitor the border with Belarus. The mayor of Austin, Texas, has apologized to residents for the power outages after an ice storm this week, calling it unacceptable. Residents like Ed Dahlke shivering, as heard on KSAT TV.
It was 29 the last night.
Inside the home.
Inside the home.
For the Northeast, it's cold, with wind chills heading as low as 50 below zero this weekend. A stronger-than-expected jobs report came out this morning. Mark Hamrick at Bankrate.com.
The economy added 517,000 jobs last month. On top of that, 71,000 additional jobs with the upward revisions in the previous 2 months. So the job market in January, even with all the job cut announcements, remarkably strong.
Still, the Dow's lost about 100 points so far today, with investors worried that the still hot job market shows inflation is not coming under control, although indicators have shown it falling for the past several months. Dallas police say a 24-year-old man's been arrested for animal cruelty in the case of two monkeys stolen from the Dallas Zoo. Suspect Davion Irvin was arrested after he was seen near animal exhibits at a downtown aquarium. This is AP News. A newly released audio recording offers a behind-the-scenes look at how former President Trump's campaign team in the pivotal battleground state of Wisconsin knew that they had been outflanked by Democrats in the 2020 race. Andrew Iverson was the head of the Trump campaign, suggesting they declare fraud.
Tom's is going to continue to fan the flame and get the word out about the Democrats trying to steal this election. We'll do whatever they need their help with. Okay, so just be on standby in case there's any stunts we need to pull.
The Associated Press obtained that audio from November 5th of 2020. The Olympic flames going for a sail instead of arriving over land. The symbolic flame to start the 2024 Paris Games will take to the seas from its birthplace in Greece. Organizers say it will travel across the Mediterranean aboard a three-masted tall ship. I'm Jackie Quinn. AP News.